It's a WIP afternoon show. We like Spike and Fritz. Man, Mace was college for me.
Yeah, you know, I was
I loved Mace.
It's probably like two or three Mace songs that he's on that I'm cool with. He's normally is like a feature or something else.
Yeah, his first one was Remember Only You, the 112 song. He was on that with Biggie. Yeah.
I got some of those that I like of him in those earlier days. I was never a big Mace fan.
Oh, I was a huge Mace guy.
Yeah.
you remember, so that first album's Harlem World, and I'll never forget, Keith Bullock, remember, he lived on our strip. At Syracuse.
Yeah.
Borrowed the CD. Of course, you were good friends with him?
No, borrowed the CD. Never gave
it
back.
Never gave it back.
Never gave it
back. That's something I was known to do as well.
Oh, you were a CD borrower?
Or tape.
Yes.
I was in college early enough that you know,
still the tapes.
Cassette tapes, yeah. You borrow somebody's tape and you hope they forgot they lent it to you.
Yep.
You're like, I don't know where it's at.
The Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. For the best selection of diamonds to fit every budget, visit the home team at Mark's. Experience the difference at marks-jewelers.com. What do you feel more about the Phillies right now? Glass half full or glass half empty? Ike, what do you think the poll is at?
Glass half empty.
All right. Where do you think it's at?
That goes 58%.
63.5%.
Okay.
Glass half empty.
Okay.
I wonder... I do wonder, we are, it's funny, you guys taught me last year not to live and die with every series.
Mm-hmm.
I do wonder if they had won yesterday, just they had won 8-2 rather than losing 8-2, if the poll would be completely flipped.
Yes.
I think it probably
yes.
would.
Especially with the way Bryce has played over the last couple of days.
I think people want to be talked into the team.
Yes.
It's just they haven't played long enough, well enough, to really get people to buy in during the downtime.
We had the one
year.
Stretch where they won like 9 straight or 10 straight. Then they have a stretch where they won like 8 or 9 straight games.
Yeah, so they beat the Pirates and Rockies.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But other than that, we haven't had this long sustained. Like, even when we get to feeling good, we wind up losing a series that... or losing a game that frustrates everybody. So,
well, I think people are just so annoyed with the offense.
Yeah,
because you watch
the
offense on a night-in-night-out basis, you don't feel like it's good enough, which is not currently.
Mm-hmm.
And then we know the bullpen's a disaster. And they are, 20 and 21 since June 1st?
Yeah.
So that's where you can start bringing up, well, last year was the same kind of thing. I think there's certainly a lot of more reasons for pessimism. But glass half full, always.
And here's the thing, though. You can change that. And I think it's going to be harder this year, so I'm not going to be unrealistic with Dave Dombrowski, but I'm just saying, in theory... you can change that with a big move at the trade deadline.
Well, sure.
If you make the move that separates you from the rest of that pack that we consider to be sort of mediocre, and we're right there with them, well, we need to make a move that separates us from those guys.
Well, and I don't want to hear, here's just laying down the law for Dave Dombrowski. I just don't want to hear that the market was too rich and you didn't want to give. Like, go earn your check. Earn your Hall of Fame, you know, status.
Mm-hmm.
Earn your anybody can go out and bid more than other teams and go get a player like that. It's not just that; it has to be more than that, you know. And he's done okay on on the margins, like in off seasons. Like Lizardo was fine, was a nice pickup. That like
the in season stuff that he hasn't necessarily hit on, and unfortunately for him, that's what's going to be. Like the overwhelming thought for us as fans behind his GM tenure.
Yes, is what did you do?
What did you do during the season to get us over the top?
Absolutely.
Has not done it.
You can't let this year just fade away. With the starting pitching they've had, with the age of the players, you can't just... And I want him to go prove who he is. And that doesn't mean I want him to give up the farm for somebody.
Mm-hmm.
But if you're better at this job than your contemporaries, you have to find a way to add the guys that put them over the top. Like, you just have to. That is your job, and it is what you are judged on. Let's take it for Maury. I can make all the excuses for Maury that I want, right?
Mm-hmm.
That he's won this many games. At the end of the day, if they win 37 games this year because Joel Embiid doesn't play, Daryl Morey's going to have to pay the price for that because it's his job to make sure it doesn't happen.
Yep.
Whether it's his fault or not. So in this situation, it is on Dave Dombrowski to make sure this year doesn't slip away. It's on the players, for sure. Number one, it's on the players. But he has to, for once in his tenure here, during the season, go out and make a big move.
Yeah, he hasn't
put a difference.
He hasn't put the team in a position where we can be like, you know what? Dave Dombrowski has done his job.
Right.
There's nothing more he could do to add to the team. You guys have to go out there and get your job done.
Right. Because a lot of the production that you're not, there's $20 million sitting there with Taiwan Walker a year. That's Dave Dombrowski, right? Yep. Dave Dombrowski signed Castellanos, right?
Yep.
That's Dave Dombrowski. Dave Dombrowski gave $10 million to Max Kepler. That's Dave. They're all yours. $10 million, not nothing. Yep. It's not a minimum salary. We could have brought up Otto Kemp to play for a minimum salary and do what Max Kepler's doing. That's on him. That's on him. Before we get to the phones, want to say real quick, it is my brother's 41st birthday today.
Happy birthday, Jason.
Yes.
Jason. It's how long I've been knowing you. I know your brother's name.
Yep. So for Jason did get hit by a car in L.A. last week. I got a picture from his wife of just him in the ER. Hey, Jason.
How did you get hit by a car?
So he was going to some fitness class or something.
What a loser.
Yes. So he has this dumb little scooter that he rides there or something. So he's on the scooter. Well, I don't know what happened because he went out. He got hit by a car.
The scooter, like the kind they ride in the street, right?
Yes.
The kind we see flying by us.
Yes.
Very L.A. of him.
Yes. He did have a helmet on, which I think saved his life.
A grown man with a helmet on?
Yes. Well,
in this case, it was a good thing.
Yeah, he would have been a dead grown man without a helmet on if he wasn't wearing
that's
one.
That's a fair point.
Would you have given out his number?
Yes. If he was dead?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yes, absolutely.
Holy hell, man.
I would have. So for over 15 years, I've given Jason's number out on the radio for everyone to send him a text or give him a call for his birthday, which I would encourage you to do. He has begged me not to do it today. It's harder. He's got to work from home. He can't look at screens, whatever. But his phone number is 215-317-3000. It is 215-317-3000. And everyone can attest that is his real number. Everybody's like, you're not actually giving out his number. Oh, trust me, I am. So send him a text, maybe with a happy birthday message, maybe with a picture that is not safe for work. Don't worry, it's just popping up on his phone. You know, he once, I believe, got a picture of Mr. Peanut in a compromising position.
Oh,
that said, happy birthday. Yes. So you can give him a call or shoot him a text, 215-317-3000. Our phone number.
I will say I am proud that this has been going on that I've known. Yeah, since 2010. I know I was working with your dad the first time I heard you do this.
Decade and a half at least.
Yeah, I'm proud that I've never taken part in this.
Collegeville Bakery or whatever put it up on their screen
That's
once on his birthday. So, what is our phone number here? I just got screwed up.
215-592-9494.
There we go. 215-592-9494. Corey in Columbus. You're on WIP. What's up, Corey?
Hey, yo, welcome back, boys.
What's up, C?
Hey, man, I'm glad y'all back. You know what I'm saying?
Feel me?
You know, when y'all was on vacation, you know, I was on vacation because, you know, we a team. When y'all break, I break. You know what I'm saying?
You need a mental reset week?
Yep. because this year, it's going to be a new me. I'm making a heel turn. I ain't putting up with no bull crap. If you saying goofy stuff this year, I'm calling you out.
Oh, that's what I love. I like that.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. It's going to be a lot of that this year. But, you know, this is the thing with the Philadelphia Phillies. I'm still glass half full. We still in first place. But my thing is, I'm looking at this front office, and I'm like, do y'all really want to win? Because I do, the fans do, the players do. And, I mean, like, you be hearing things out here like Joe Giglio and them was talking about they interested in Mason Miller. Now, listen, like, I'm tired of y'all throwing out these names, like trying to teach us like we treat us like we fish out here, you know, dangle the carrot in front of us. Like, oh, you know, Mason. And we talk about it, get all excited, and then the deadline comes. And, you know, we get guys like Austin Hayes and all like, nah, I don't do that. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, be a real organization. Y'all really trying to win. Go out here and win. Like, and I get it. Like, Bryce Harper, MV3 playing back. You know, Schwarber, hey, pay that man today. The Ohio legend, give him his contract today. Because all that number is going up. You know what I'm saying? That number going to the roof.
Well, yeah, that definitely
get his signature today. You know? So, get that taken care of. Bryson Stott, we might have to send him down, you know, to get like reassignment or something, because I don't know what it is, but he can't hit the baseball. You know what I'm saying?
Alec Bohm.
Yeah, right. Alec Bohm, you know what I'm saying? But I'm a Bryson Stott guy. I had him going to the All-Star game. You know, I'm really wrong. I had that. I might as well not talk baseball saying that the way this dude looks. He don't even look like a major league player. But I'm still optimistic, you know. But like I said, Alec Bohm. Everybody hated him. Spike, oh, you know, he a hater. He said, I'm a hater on him no matter what.
Yep.
You know, we might miss Alec, but we might miss those.
We're going to miss him.
No.
Yep.
Yeah.
Trey Turner and the consistency. But go out there and get me somebody. I don't care who it is. I need a name. Everybody was talking about, joking about the whole Mike Trout. I know that ain't going to happen. But if you really serious about getting a guy like Mason Miller, go and get this dude. You know what I'm saying? And Jack, don't be trying to take my line, because I'm the one that said getting Nola back was going to be like getting a veteran, you know, trade acquisition. Mm-hmm. Don't try using that. You was laughing at me when I said it 2 weeks ago. Don't try to take my line.
Would never.
You your own. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Because he's not a Nola believer. He don't really believe in Nola.
Yeah, it's a big deadline acquisition, though.
Yep, so don't do that.
5 years, five years left on that deal.
Right. But I'm happy to have the crew back, you know. We all guns are blazing, but look. Hey.
Hold on, see. Yeah, you see the rings, you see the rings, you see the rings.
Hey, and that's why I'm going to live. Listen, don't come over here saying those bull crap. I'm going to listen to what y'all got to say.
List made a lot of sense, Corey. Yeah, list made a lot of sense.
I'm surprised you didn't wait until after we discussed this to call.
It's heel turn. It's heel turn, Corey, from Columbus. So y'all better watch.
All right.
You know what I'm saying?
What's your
the ring is nice, baby. And let me get my.
What's your favorite junk food?
Junk food.
Hey, when I was in high school, y'all, I used to be at a killer box with them honey buns. I can't do it no more. You know, metabolism ain't as fast. You know, but honey buns, baby, them snacks.
Honey buns.
You know?
Honey buns are good ones.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Spike, I'm getting a lot of word that fries aren't junk food.
They're absolutely junk food. That's a problem with America. Let me tell you. If America thinks that French fries are junk food, that's why we're the fattest nation in the world.
Hold on. Let me talk through this a little bit. Junk food is like a snack, right? That's junk.
French fries are
a food. It's a side item. It's not junk food.
It is absolutely junk food.
So, okay, so then is pizza junk food?
Borderline.
How about burgers?
Again, borderline.
Hot dogs.
Look, French fries have no nutritional value. Pizza does. A hamburger
no
does.
No nutritional value.
It doesn't. It's bad. It's just bad for you. I don't know what to tell you. It's junk food.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
I'm just trying
to talk my way through this.
I don't care what those people on the internet say. Go to hell.
I'm just talking my way through it. That's all.
Right. All right.
We
will get to the Jalen list right after I tell you about, no junk food at Colonial Hyundai. Well, maybe for lunch. I don't know. John Ashdale, the car czar, going to hook you up right now. So he got together with Hyundai to do the biggest event of the summer, the Colonial Hyundai Fest. Save up to 20% off any new Hyundai in stock, up to 10 grand, over 300 vehicles on the lot right now. New Santa Fe's, new Tucson's, new Elantra's. The Colonial Hyundai Fest is your time to get into a brand new Hyundai without increasing whatever your monthly payment is. You drive in with the car you're driving now, leave. And by the way, financing as low as 0% with any new Hyundai in stock, only at Colonial. Give you $6,500 for your trade, no matter what condition, guaranteed only at Colonial. And they're going to give you America's best warranty, a 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain with Hyundai Assurance, online 24/7 at ColonialHyundai.com. The Colonial Hyundai Fest, the faster, easier, better way to buy a Hyundai. So we did miss a couple of quarterback lists. Now, the big one...
We were lucky.
The big one was from ESPN, and they've been doing this for every position so far, and they rank the top 10. They talk to executives, coaches, and scouts for these rankings. So it's not talk show hosts. It is coaches, executives, and NFL scouts.
Although we may have been ahead of the curve when we did our list.
Maybe.
Yes.
No one was doing lists before top 11 week.
Number 9, Jalen Hurts ranks. So they did top 10.
Yeah.
He was honorable mention last year. The highest ranking that anyone gave him in this was 6.
Yeah.
The lowest ranking was not in the top 10.
Hardest wood I had ever touched.
What?
All I present to you is this. They are not just hating.
Oh, yeah, they are.
No, they're not.
Yeah, they are.
They see the same thing that everybody else sees. They're crying over this list. The crying. It's not me doing the list. It's not Fritz doing the list. It's not the camera doing the list.
Well, throw Giglio in there too now.
Giglio.
I never know which side of the fence Giglio is on.
Might as well throw him there.
Yes.
Highest ranking 6, lowest ranking unranked, number 9 behind, just, I'm sure you heard this, but number one was Mahomes, number 2, Allen, number 3, Burrow, Lamar Jackson, Jaden Daniels, Matt Stafford, Justin Herbert, Jared Goff, Baker, number 10. That's the one I'm insulted by, the fact that they had Baker behind Jalen. Ike, your thoughts?
I mean, just the disrespect continues.
Yeah.
It just continues.
Yeah, it's disrespect.
You know what this is?
What is it?
This these coaches and GMs who have had this sort of perception of Jalen as a quarterback, and they don't want to come off of it.
Okay.
Took him a long time to come off the Lamar Jackson initial perception of him as a quarterback. And now they 2 MVPs later or what have you, they have no choice but to put him up there. Jalen, 2 Super Bowl appearances later and a Super Bowl MVP, they are still reluctant to give him credit for being that quarterback. Here's what I would ask. Because I wasn't outraged by this.
Okay.
And here's why I'm not outraged by it. Because you know what? I've given up.
Yeah.
I've given up with this idea of trying to convince you guys that you should appreciate what Jalen Hurts does at the quarterback position. Fine. If he's not appealing to your eye and you're in love with the tall 6'5", 240-pound, cannon for an arm guy that you keep hoping you get a date with, that you're going to get a chance to go out with her and ask her to marry you, you keep going for that one. You keep coming up short with that one. That's what you keep doing. That's the Justin Herbert. That's all the other nonsense. Because why else would you have Justin Herbert in front of Jalen Hurts? Let me just start with him. What reason would you have Justin Herbert in front of Jalen Hurts? Is it winning? Like what reason? He's 0-2 in the playoffs with bad performances, not just 0-2. I mean, at least with Josh Allen, he's gone down in shootouts.
Sure, yeah.
Where his side did their job. All right? What am I getting out of Justin Herbert? He blew a 27-point lead to the freaking Jags and lost. So I don't understand why he's up there. Jaden Daniels, have we not learned? You know, and I like Jaden Daniels. I like Jaden Daniels just like I liked C.J. Stroud coming out. And last year, C.J. Stroud was everybody's darling. He was the one they pushed up to number 5, number 6 in the league after 1 year. How did that work out? So Jaden Daniels, as much as I like him as an individual talent, let's see what he looks like when the Hail Mary doesn't fall for him or the team doesn't miss the field goal at the end. They won like 4 or 5 games last year that they could have very easily lost. When they're sitting at 9-8, 10-7, trying to fight to get in the playoffs, I wonder, is he going to get knocked as an elite quarterback, top 5 in the league, and his team finishes 9-8 after getting blown out in the NFC Championship game? You know what they'll do? Is they'll blame the talent around Jaden Daniels and say Jaden Daniels is great. So we get locked in on what our initial perception of a guy is, and we stick with that as long as we can. Believe me, I know. I've been there. Certain guys I bought into, and you hang on to it as long as you can. And that could be a negative thing as well, because Jalen, who 3 years ago was ranked 42nd on somebody's list, has gone to 3 Super Bowls since, 2 Super Bowls since then, and won a Super Bowl and a Super Bowl MVP, and finished runner-up in MVP in the league, 2 times Pro Bowler and an All-Pro. Since Chris Sims had him 42nd in the league. He's been fighting this for the longest. It's exhausting. The guy just keeps winning. I'll go with that. If you got other guys you like in front of him, I don't know. All I know is I'll take what this guy has done in 5 years versus what a lot of those guys have done in 5 years for their teams. There's only one guy ahead of him that has had a better career in the 5 years he's been in the league than Jalen has had. I'll take Jalen's.
What I would say is this.
Yeah.
If you had told us 5 years ago, you will have a quarterback who everyone says is at least top 10, and you won a Super Bowl, Would you take that and be happy with it?
Yes.
And the answer would be yes.
Yeah.
So if they have 9 or 7 or whatever the hell it is, if it's good enough to win the Super Bowl with the team that it has, I'm happy. It's fine. I don't think the fact that they've won makes him number 5 or 4 or 3 or 2 or 1. Okay. That is my position on it. But my position also is, again, if you had said you will have a Super Bowl, go to 2, win 1, and a quarterback who's everyone says is top 10 in the league, I would say,
You got your franchise quarterback.
I'll take it. Yeah. Yep. And then the crying. I heard Devin crying and Alex Call, our Phillies insider.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Can I read this tweet from Alex?
If you can get through it that well enough. Oh, my goodness.
The worst part about the Jalen Hurts hate.
Oh, there's so much hate.
Is that he already gets 0 credit and ripped all over the country. You would think his city. Who can now call themselves champs.
We call ourselves champs in 17, too.
The people he brought the Lombardi back for would give him extra praise in spite of everyone. Instead, it's the same.
Oh,
it sucks.
Sucks.
Now, wait. We did top 11, and our staff and our listeners had him 3 in Philadelphia.
Yeah.
Where is the hate?
Yeah.
Everybody loves him. Shut up.
Well, everybody doesn't love him.
Well, not everybody doesn't love him. But he's getting plenty of credit locally.
Yes. You know what it is? Yes, I think there's way more support for him than there is detractors.
I think
sometimes the detractors are louder, and that happens.
You know what I think? It is fair to say it is hard to judge him in these lists. Is what I think it is. I think that people ultimately, when they're making this kind of a list from a coach or a GM, and we were talking about this coaches last week, when I said that I would have Jim Harbaugh over Sirianni for a moment, and I said, well, I would rather have him than Sirianni, and you said that's different. And I agree, for the list. I think these kind of lists, you basically have an exec or a scout saying, who would you rather have?
Oh, yeah.
And I understand why they would rather have this guy, that guy, or the other guy. He is a difficult, the same way, and I know the guy got mad when I said it a couple weeks ago, the same way that Flacco was difficult to judge while he was successful, Hurts is difficult to judge in these lists because his regular season last year was not great. It was fine. But he did come to play in those 2 huge games.
Yeah.
And he does seem to be a perfect quarterback for what they're trying to do right now.
No, he's perfect for everything
that we do, that the Eagles are trying to do.
He's perfect. Even national people, because the Eagles are such a good team every year, they don't get the fawn over Jalen Hurts like they do the other quarterbacks. So they automatically jump to, hold on. Are we giving him enough credit, or are we overrating him? Like, what are we doing with Jalen Hurts? He has an all-star team around him.
Well, I saw.
And by the way, he is the only quarterback in the league that gets docked for having talent around him.
I agree.
Which is it's the thing that baffles me the most, because we'll make excuses for the other guys that we feel are elite because they don't have talent around them.
Yeah.
Right, they get the benefit of the doubt for not having the talent. Then he gets knocked for winning with talent. And I'm going to let you go here in a second. And I know this was before free agency. But you do know free agency started in what, 93? 91 or 93? I think it was 93.
Oh, for the NFL.
NFL.
Okay.
Free agency. All those quarterbacks, they got to play with great talent around them because there was no free agency and they were signing guys to 6-7 year deals and you didn't move around. Guess what? When the 49ers put together a roster, they could take a weak arm Joe Montana who came out in the third round and put talent around him. And before Tom Brady was recognized as the greatest quarterback ever. And this is how great he was. He was so great, they got rid of him for the backup and went and won the Super Bowl.
Again. Yeah.
Again.
Yeah.
So that lets you know the talent around the quarterback matters. Troy Aikman, the talent around you matters. John Elway for years couldn't win. Then he got Terrell Davis. Then all of a sudden, he's a top 5 quarterback all the time. Before then, he couldn't win the big game.
I just
lost 3 Super Bowls and looked bad in the Super Bowl. I mean, looked bad. Didn't even look good in the Super Bowl loss. Looked bad.
I think people that argue the talent around them are just arguing the wrong way, to be quite honest with you. I just don't think they're great at arguing.
That's the only thing that drives me crazy is that I can't knock Jalen for having talent when, listen, I felt like I was lucky enough to play on a very good team. Our offense was nowhere near stacked as this offense is.
It's not even close.
Not even close to it. So there are players that went through eras of playing that would appreciate having that level of talent and take advantage of. But then you have the Jim Kellys and the Buffalo Bills. They went to 4 straight Super Bowls. Talent, Hall of Famer at wide receiver, Hall of Famer at running back, Hall of Famer at quarterback, Hall of Famer at defensive end, all-time sack leader in Bruce Smith. They were 0-4. So I bring that up to say, and Jim Kelly was a first-round pick, everybody think the world of. It takes more than just having talent. There are teams that have been talented that didn't get the job done. So just to say I could put any quarterback in there with that team and go win, I think that's unfair to Jalen as well. There are teams that have been very – Randall Cunningham. In 98, my rookie year, Chris Carter, Jake Reed, Robert Smith, Randy Moss, Randall Cunningham, MVP. They lost an NFC championship game. You can have talent and still don't win. This dude wins a lot of football games. And I know it's not all driven by him, but he wins a lot.
Good enough to be 9th best in the NFL.
Well, he's top 5 in my book. But I'm going to let those GMs, I guarantee you, one of them wasn't Howie, and I'd like to see how many of them got jewelry on their fingers.
I would love to have Howie in here on the lie
detector. You feel me, though?
Yes.
All those GMs, how many of them got jewelry on their fingers? Because they put together a championship roster.
I don't know.
Could be a problem for them. They're looking at things the wrong way. You may need to go get you a Jalen Hurts. Get you a Super Bowl.
Yeah. All right.
I did that on purpose, so I ate up all your time.
Thank you. Thank you.
Well, we'll give it to you in the High Hopes Shacky Baseball
Report. We'll get
it
back to Jalen in the High Hopes Shacky Baseball Report. Talent around him matters.
Yep. All right. That's coming up next. It's the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.